Well, it was high noon in Dodge City. The new sheriff pushed open the door of the saloon, walked in, and told the mean-looking hombre standing at the bar, "Big Bart, this town ain't big enough for the two of us." And with lightning speed, the outlaw reached for his gun, but the sheriff was quicker. Before anyone knew what had happened, the sheriff had shot the gun right out of Bart's hand. And his gun now leveled at Bart's chest, the sheriff said, "Now get out of town for good." Well, today's gospel lesson is not set in Dodge City, but in Capernaum by the Sea of Galilee. It's not set in a saloon, but in a synagogue, a place of worship. The hero is not a sheriff wielding a six-shooter, but a preacher and teacher armed with the Holy Spirit. But as wildly different as these two stories may appear, they do have one thing in common. Both of them deal with a central issue of life. Who is in charge here? In other words, the issue of authority. Like Dodge City under the reign of Big Bart, the world into which God sent his son Jesus was a lawless place, governed not by the Spirit of God, but by the spirit of Satan. Like the new sheriff riding into town, Jesus came from heaven into this world to kick the bad guys out of town and restore creation to its rightful place under the sovereign rule and authority of God. That's why wherever Jesus went, he sent the demons packing. Jesus announced wherever he went, "The time has come. The kingdom of God has drawn near." And by his actions, Jesus proved the truth of his words. So Jesus spoke with amazing authority. He spoke with authority when he called those four fishermen to leave everything they had ever known and follow him. They followed not because they were great risk takers, but because once they had heard the authority of that voice of Jesus, they could do nothing else but follow him. In our gospel story today, we see Jesus speaking with amazing authority to the people in the synagogue at Capernaum that day. When Jesus interpreted the scriptures to them, they realized that they were encountering something totally new. This man spoke with an authority that could only have come from God, opening their minds to understand the scriptures in a way no one had ever done before. And then Jesus exercised his authority in an amazing way when, right in the middle of his sermon, he was interrupted by a man possessed by an unclean spirit. And Jesus then commanded that unclean spirit to be quiet and come out of him. This man whose life had been twisted by the presence of this alien authority living in his mind now instantly was healed, as that unclean spirit had no choice but to submit to the higher authority that Jesus spoke with. So where did Jesus get his authority? Well, Mark tells us at the beginning of his gospel, when Jesus was baptized, the heavens were opened, the Spirit of God came down like a dove upon him, and that voice spoke from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." So Jesus' authority flowed from his personal relationship with God, his heavenly Father. A relationship declared in his baptism and sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And what was the nature of that Father-Son relationship that Jesus enjoyed? It was a relationship of perfect, willing submission to his Father's will. Elsewhere in Scripture, Jesus declares, "I have come not to seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." Jesus taught his disciples to pray, and as we pray, "Our Father in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done. And finally, when his own life was on the line, Jesus prayed in agony in Gethsemane, "Father, not my will, but your will be done." Like Jesus, we also have been named and claimed as beloved children of God in baptism. Like Jesus, we too have received the Holy Spirit from God. And we have been called by the Spirit to do God's work in the world with the strength that comes from Him. And with that calling also comes authority. The same authority that Jesus had received from His Heavenly Father, Jesus gave that authority to His disciples, sending them out to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to raise the dead, to proclaim the kingdom. Jesus also has given us that divine authority. Now we may say to ourselves, well, I could never do stuff like that. Heal sick people, raise the dead. But Jesus has told us otherwise. In John chapter 14, Jesus tells us this: "I tell you for certain that if you have faith in me, you will do the very things that I am doing. And not only that, you will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." So it all flows from our relationship with the Heavenly Father that is ours in Christ. Jesus adds, "Ask me for anything, and I will do it, so that the Son may bring honor to the Father." So we have this authority from God. Now, that's not the only authority that exists in this world. The same is true today as it was 2,000 years ago. There is satanic authority at work in the world, just as there was in Jesus' day, and also godly authority. The first seeks to force its will on others, to make others do what it wants. The second, godly authority, freely submits its will to God and seeks to serve others in God's name. We can see both of these kinds of authority at work in the world around us, those using their authority to gain power over others, and those using their authority to serve in willing submission to God. So Jesus brought healing to the sick and life to the dead by releasing them from Satan's rule and authority and by restoring them to the life-giving rule and authority of God. So healing is not just going inside someone's body and fixing something. It is restoring the whole person to their rightful place in God's order. When our lives are realigned with the purposes of our Creator, our bodies, our minds, our spirits are made whole. Healing is holistic in that sense. And that same healing power that flowed from Jesus, that the crowds flocked to avail themselves of, that same healing power also flows through us when we willingly submit ourselves to the will of our Heavenly Father, when we allow God's Holy Spirit to work through us. So when we pray for others, as we will be praying this morning, as I'm sure you pray every day in your own prayers, when we pray for others in loving submission to God's will, the Holy Spirit prays through us, and the healing of power of God's love is released through us for the healing of the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.